Blog Talk Radio.
We want us to live longer. We want salvation. I want you, sheep, and those of you who are not sheep, to turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 10, and I'll start reading there, and I'll read one or two verses and then stop. Hear ye the words which the Lord spaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. The heavens are dismayed to them. That means they are horrified, or they're scared. They're shocked. It's appalling to them. Verse 3, their custom of the people are in vain. One, they cut down a tree of the forest and work of the hands of a workman with an axe. They deck it with silver and gold, fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it will not move. I have read to you Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. And I hope our Father in heaven will add us a reading, will open our eyes and our minds to the reading of his word. They are talking about a Christmas tree. You know, they deck it with silver and gold. That's putting tinsel on the tree. That is not the black man's religion. I want you, sheep, to further write down the things that I tell you to. You all to look at Revelation chapter 16. I want you to read about, in verse 18, it talks about a great earthquake. And I want you to be aware of verse 20, where it talks about the island fleeting away, you know, and the mountains were not found. These things are surely to come. Our Father will be coming soon. That is, I'm thinking pretty soon in that. I remember from my history class years ago, we were told that slaves were brought to America. And then I heard this young rapper said, that's a mind of consciousness. But slaves is written in the Bible. So I guess God had a mind of consciousness too when he tells Abraham that his children will be taken into captivity in the country that they serve will be punished. That's in Genesis 14 and 15 where I am to read today. And I hope that you all will get an understanding of it better than I, because that country is going to be punished. And then we black people who were slaves, 1619 until 2019, the 400 years ends. That will be next year in June. I'm trying to tell people what I know and what the Bible says to know. Listen to me. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, and I want you all to know what I know, and hopefully we will learn more as we get into the Bible, if God allows me to live. I tell you, this morning was strange. I overslept. I'm usually up before 6 o'clock. I'm usually up at 4:45, but this morning I woke up late, because if my nephew had not called me, I would have been sleeping probably until now. I have had a busy morning, and some of the things, I may not say some of the things I had told myself to tell you sheep, because to me it's important. Look at what is happening over in Hawaii. The lava and stuff is flowing. Is that the island that Revelation 18 talks about? Or Revelation 20? We're going to have a big earthquake. That is coming. All these things. Sheep, I want you to read your Bibles. I cannot, I'm going to try to tell you everything that I know, and you to know as well. You are to keep your pen and pencil handy, your the three P's that I call them, the pen, pencil, and paper, and jot down some of the scriptures that I tell you. I might forget them, but I want you to know as much as I know. Now, sheep, let's turn to the book of Genesis and get into where I left off with you in the book of Genesis, chapter 14, verse number 11. Let's start up there, and hopefully I will read to you until I can, and I will tell you what you should know. You should know and keep these things in mind and look them up for yourselves. I asked that my Father in heaven open up your eyes and ears so that you will understand what I say. Also, I meant to say a prayer to our Father in heaven. Let me say that right now. Father in heaven, I praise and I thank you for allowing me to always be with you in thanks to your son, Yeshua, in his name, for coming and sacrificing his life so that I may live. I didn't know that I would have a part to play in my father's, in your regime, but I'm glad you chose me out of this world, believing us and continuing to protect the sheep from the evil one and his demons. Thank you for keeping natural disasters and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, where I live. And as always, Father, I thank you, as well as a sheep. We thank you for allowing us to have excellent health in our right mind and for restoring us. It may seem slow to others, but that doesn't matter. You don't come always when we say that you're coming. And I'm saying that you will be here next year after July 19th, since we were our slavery ship will be over, according to your words. We were slaves for 400 years, and that you are going to deliver us. In Jesus' name, I pray. And Father, I too pray that you give us prosperity. Bless me to read chapter 14 and 15 today, and whatever else in the hearings of your sheep, as well as those who are listening that may be converted, if I say the right things. I pray in Jesus' name that you will speak to the people in their minds, because for them to know that you're coming back and you're not playing, even though I have someone that listens to me on this radio, I think it's in the radio station, laughing at me, but I'm telling the truth. And Father, I thank you for the home that you have made for me. I want to get another home here in Detroit, on the Lower East Side, but they're saying that the real estate broker told me that place is not for sale. When I look on the computer, it tells me what bank to contact. Nonetheless, I am to speak your words. My prayer to you for what I want is important to me, but if I don't get it, that's fine too. Whatever your will is my will, to save as many people as we can, because we know that hell has opened up its mouth wide for those who are not believers. And I'm trying to tell as many people who will listen to me. I am in Genesis chapter 14, verse 11. And let me start reading to you so that I can read as much as I can to you today. I want you to know some other things that I know that I have not told you. Thank you, Father, for pulling me away from the world and then for giving me the courage to do what I do for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 11, chapter 14, verse 11. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and their victuals of food, and went their way. And they took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that escaped and told Abram, the Hebrew, where he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorites, the brother of Esau, and the brother of Abner, and there were confederates with Abraham, with Abram. His name had not been changed to Abraham yet. When I say Abram, we're talking about Abraham still. Verse 14, and when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his own house, 318, to pursue them unto Dan. And those that he is pursuing are the ones who has taken his brother's son, Lot. And he divided himself against them, and he and his servants by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is the land of Damascus. Now, see, there are some of these names I may mispronounce, and I'm not mispronouncing them because I want to. It's because I don't know any better, and I'm just trying to do the best that I can. And he brought back all the goods and also brought again his brother Lot, his brother's son Lot, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Shedolamar. Wait a minute. Shedolamar and the king that were with him, and the kings that were with him. And for the kings that were with him of Sheba, which is the king of the kings of Dea, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. So the king of Salem, Melchizedek, that was the priest of the Most High, and they're saying the Most High is our Father in heaven. And he blessed them and said, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth." So we got to remember that our Father owns this heaven and earth. And he blessed, and blessed be the Most High, which have delivered thine enemies into thy hand, and gave him the tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, "Give me the persons and take thy goods for thyself." Let me read that again. Verse 21. And the king of Sodom, verse 21. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, "Give me the persons and take the goods to thyself." And Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have lifted up mine hands unto the Lord, the Most High God, to the possessor of heaven and earth. I will not take from a thread, even to a shoelace, a shoe latchet, and I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and a portion of the men which went with me, Esner and Eshcol and Mami, let them take their portion." Now that is the end reading of chapter 14. And excuse me if you don't understand, read it for yourself. That was Genesis chapter 14. Now I will start reading Genesis chapter 15, and I need to make comments after I read this to you. And I ask that God, my Father in heaven, allow me to read it to your understanding. And I want you to go back and read it, because I think that what's in this chapter applies to us, and I want us to understand it. It's very important that you understand what I read to you. Chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward." Verse 2. And Abram said, "Lord God, what wilt thou give me,
seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Azar of Damascus. This, and Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, the one born in my house is mine heir. And the Lord said, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this is not thy child, not your seed, but he shall come forth with thine own bowels, shall be there thine seed. He's telling Abram that you are going to have a child. That which comes forth will be your seed. Excuse me, I had to belch. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look how towards heaven, and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall be thy seed. That's us, black folks. That's us, tribe of Israel, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Ephraim, Manasseh, Simeon, Zebulun, Gad, Reuben, Asher, Issachar, and Naphtali. You dark-skinned people, that is you. We are tribes of Israel. Now, the other people, they're stealing our name, and they have taken our land. And I'll keep reading. Let me see. I stopped out at verse 5. Let me read verse 5 again. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look down towards heaven and tell the stars if thou are able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thou be thy seed. Verse 6 of number 15, chapter 15. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted to him for righteousness. For he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said unto the Lord God, whereby I know, shall I know that I inherit it? Let me read verse 8 again. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. So these, I'm telling you, these five things that he said, a heifer, a goat, a ram, a turtle dove, and a pigeon, took unto him all these and divided them in the midst and laid them each one another and laid them against each one another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And right now, I sometimes make an error and call Abraham, but God is going to call him Abraham a little later on in the chapter, I think. I am in chapter 15, verse 12. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. Lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know for surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in this land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Well, that is us black people. Our 400 years is coming up next year in 2019. June of 2013, I think, that's when the first slave ship came, bringing us to Jamestown, Virginia. I think that's what my teacher told me years ago, and I'm trying to remember and tell you. So in 2019, in June, after June the 13th, I am really looking out for our Father, because our 400 years in the United States of being a slave will be over. We are slaves still until next year of June 19. Now, this young rapper said slavery is in our minds, but here God said that we will be a slave for 400 years. That's what's in the Bible, and that's what I understand him to say. Now, I'm at verse 14. And the nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substances. We black folks are supposed to come out with great substances, because June, I think it was June the 13th, my teacher said that we were brought to America. Ooh, somebody's shooting. Ooh, do you hear those gunshots? Those are gunshots. And he went, oh, let me read on. That scared me. I hope they have not shot any of my relatives. And thou shalt go to my father's place. I hope you all may call the police and tell them to come over on this street where I am. They're shooting over in my neighborhood, very close. And I don't know who, because I'm reading my Bible to you all. Hopefully no shots will come to my house. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. Let me read verse 15, because that shooting outside has made me nervous. I don't know why. I hope it was not no one I know. Verse 15. I'm in chapter 15 of Genesis. Verse 15. And thou shalt go to thy father in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in thy fourth generation, come hither again, for the iniquities, those are the sins of the Amorites, who is not yet fulfilled. I'm nervous. There's not yet filled. It's not fulfilled. Let me say this again, verse 16. But in the fourth generation, thou shalt come hither again, please, of the Amorites is not yet fulfilled. And I don't know who the Amorites are. Maybe they are the people who are over in Jerusalem, that they saying they are Jews. Maybe they are the Amorites. I want you to know that in Deuteronomy, write that down, Deuteronomy, I think it's spelled, I don't know, I'm nervous right now, 28, chapter 28 and verse 68, we were saved. I want you to write that down. And I'm going to go there a little later on. I'll finish this chapter 15. And it shall come to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between these places. And the same day the Lord made a covenant. A covenant is an agreement with Abram, saying, unto thy seed I will give you this land from the river Euphrates, and that's the Nile River, unto the great river, the Euphrates. That's where we are supposed to be, black folks of America, because we were brought over here on slave ships. And Deuteronomy 28, chapter 68, tells you that. No other nation, even the people that are over there telling a lie and saying that they are Jews, they are not. Read Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and chapter 3, verse 9. They will tell you that those people who say they are Jews, they are not. Let me say this. Chapter 19. The Kenites and the Kenzanites and the Cadmonites and the Hittites and the Persians and the Rahim, the Rephaeans, I guess that's how you pronounce it, R-E-P-H-A-I-M-S, and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Gershonites and the Jebusites, ending of reading chapter 15. Now, I want to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let me just do that. Let me see. Exodus, Deuteronomy, Leviticus, Numbers, Joshua, Judges, all those things I got to get to you. Plan to read to you before my Father in heaven comes and get us back. Let me see. Hold on a moment, please. I've got to find Deuteronomy. No, Deuteronomy chapter 28. In verse 68, I'm going to read to you. It says here, I found it. And the Lord said, bring thee into Egypt again with gift. And Egypt, bringing you into Egypt is slavery. I don't care what anyone says, it's not an imagination. And by the way whereof I speak unto you, unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies. Who is our enemies? The ones that buy us. For bondsmen and bondsmen women. And no one shall buy you. That's what important to me, that you should understand. Read your Bible, the entire, all the books of the Bibles. It's our history book. It was written for us black folks, and we don't even know it. King James himself says that. When I read his biology on the computer, he says that he is from the tribe of Judah, and the tribe of Judah is the American black. So if you look at his hair was curly and wavy. That looks like
some black folks in my family's hair, but I am of the darker hue. I am a black Solomon. In the Songs of Solomon, he says that he is a black man. Read Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. He says he's a black man, but comely. That means that he looks good. He's black. And the whole earth is fooled by, I consider, what is called the white man. Yeah, I said it. The whole earth is fooled by them. They are getting you to try to think, because they are in control. Right now, they are. When our Father comes back, and this is why they're going up in space, trying to find them, trying to find our Father, I think. He has not told me that, but I think that's why he's trying to find our Father in heaven, because they know that he's real. Also, I want to tell you what I think that I know, that the devil is a black man. You remember, God made men from the dust of the ground. He made them, where did I read that? I think in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 26, he said, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. I don't know what God looks like, but man, the men on the earth that he made, I don't know how the other people got here that don't look like black folks got here. But he said, let him make male and female in chapter 27 of Genesis. It's in your Bible, and I'm not lying to you. You read it for yourselves. God loves you, and he wants you to know about him. That's how he left this history book for you. This Bible is a history book, and the other nations who does not look like us try to claim that they wrote the Bible. But it was black men. Closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for being our good shepherd and saving our lives, coming down from heaven, dying for us to protect us from what we know not. Father, you have been real in my life today, and the people in my neighborhood, I live in the worst district in Detroit. They heard the shot. I don't know how you brought me, well, why you called me. I'm so glad that you did. And I hope that I'm doing your will to feed your sheep as you told me. And I'm telling your sheep to read the Bible for their protection and to pray. Always pray and to be on the lookout for you. I say this prayer in Jesus' name, better known, well, Yeshua's name, your son. He's better known as Jesus. Amen. I ask that you also give us a huge blessing, because we sheep are poor in America. We don't have anything. And the real estate brokers, the area that I want to, they're trying to keep me out. But I want to get in there. You take me in there, Father. And I thank you for protecting me. And those, I hope no one got shot in my neighborhood, because we have heard gunshots about 5 or 6 or 7, maybe 4 shots.
Father, help your children.
It's the ones that read that are laughing at us.
Don't let them fall.
I want to see
by the side of the road.
I expect you, and I hope you will bless them. But you know that God loves you, and I love you too. I'm God
to
bring to you
one another
the information that I
have.
I want you to read Genesis chapter 16. I read to you chapter 15.
Jesus.
Next week, I want you to read it. I want you to read it in other books.
He won't let you down.
We have 60 seconds.
And I know. We've got to walk on.
When our Father comes back, I'm going to tell him all.
Walk on through temptation. Because he loves. And his wisdom will be our helping hand.
All the time. I'm going to
I know the truth.
Yeah.
And his word
I need
will be our salvation.
I'm going to
lift up our heart to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
I come on.
I know.
Down in my soul.